On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg and Polokwane 25, Pretoria 27.
There's been a real bad accident on the N1 southbound. Slow moving traffic between New Road and Allendale.
The KwaZulu-Natal Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs says disaster management teams are on high alert following the torrential rains leading to floods that claimed three lives. They say the flooding also damaged roads and infrastructure in Mamzantoti. The department spokesperson, Selenzwedze Mzila.
Our biggest concern, though, is areas that are low-lying. We are concerned that there could be disruptions. We are concerned that there could be an unnecessary loss of life. We've had incidences whereby people are crossing rivers, are crossing bridges, and we continue to urge our communities to take these warnings seriously, as they do pose a serious risk to human life.
The police is increasing their efforts during the festive season to crack down on crime. Police spokesperson Vincent Mukati says SAPS arrested almost 21,000 suspects nationwide. This includes 2,000 for driving under the influence, 1,000 for illegal liquor trading, and 158 for murder.
The South African Police Service has intensified its fight against crime during the festive season, resulting in the arrest of 20,274 suspects across the country between 15 and 21 December. 121 million worth of contraband goods seized.
Media personality Mini Dlamini has agreed to repay funds she unlawfully received from the National Lotteries Commission grant funding. Dlamini was one of the beneficiaries who received lottery funds in 2016 that were intended for the Rio Olympic Games roadshow. SIU spokesperson Kaiser Khanyaho says Dlamini received 50,000 rand from the 24.8 million rand allocated to the project.
Ms. Dlamini has fully cooperated with the SIU investigation and has acknowledged that the funds were not lawfully due to her. The repayment forms part of the SIU's broader effort to recover the misappropriated funds and hold all recipients of irregular payments accountable, regardless of the amount involved.
And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he is introducing a resolution to force the Senate to initiate legal action against the Justice Department. This is for refusing to release the complete files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The department released only a fraction of the Epstein files covered by the new disclosure law last Friday, citing the need to review documents and protect victims. I'm Yul Pinar, more news at 9.
Thank you so much. All right, more news coming up at 9. Just to recap, that accident is a bad one. Expect a lot of delays if you're coming from Pretoria to Johannesburg. It's just before New Road.